Whether or not there's agreement on the sanctions that NCA has handed down, Penn State has accepted them, and it's now time for us to move forward in a direction that will provide healing resources to ensure that cases like this never happen again in Pennsylvania. With the recent convictions in Philadelphia and State College, unfortunately, it's become alarmingly clear that we have a problem with child sex assault in this Commonwealth. Fortunately, the NCAA fines present us with a unique path towards a solution to that problem. Victim service organizations in Pennsylvania have been faced with unprecedented funding cuts over the past years, and upwards of 65% of overall agency budgets have been cut, meaning agencies have closed their doors, staff have been laid off, waiting lists have been created for valuable programs, and ultimately, the response to victims has been delayed. This is absolutely unacceptable. The NCAA fines can meet a much-needed relief to allow the Commonwealth to bring our victim service agencies the vital funding they need to continue to meet the growing need in victim services. With the advent of these high-profile cases, calls for crisis hotlines have increased, demands for services have gone through the roof. We know that high-profile cases such as this are a trigger for many victims and survivors, those who have been receiving services who now need to re-engage those services, and those individuals who have been sitting in the silence and are now bravely coming forward to access those services. There's an increased demand and a decrease of funding.